Title: Voltage Ableton Live 12 Chop Vinyl Texture Blueprint with Minimal CPU Load. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll build a chopped, vinyl textured vocal texture that sits in a drum and bass mix, while keeping your CPU use low. We're using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices, Simpler and Drum Rack, Operator, Vocoder, Redux, Saturator, EQ8, Utility, and workflow strategies like slice to MIDI, resampling, and freezing. When you're done, you'll have a frozen or resampled audio texture you can drop into any session. Let's get started. Preparation: start with a dry vocal phrase. 1 to 6 seconds works well. Create a new live set or temporary project for testing. Make an audio track and name it Vocalis RC. Drop your vocal clip in and turn warp off. We'll use slices and pitch without heavy time warping. A. Create the chopped vocal instrument Minimal CPU 1. Slice to MIDI, right-click the vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, pick one-shot slices and set slicing to transients or grid. 1/16 is a good starting point. Choose the simpler slice preset. Live will make a drum rack with a simpler on each slice. This is efficient. 2. Clean up the drum rack. Delete any unused pads. On each simpler, disable warp. Unwarped simpler playback is lighter. Set simpler to classic or leave it in slice mode, and make sure one-shots aren't forcing awkward releases. Apply a gentle 12 dB low pass around 12 kHz to each simpler to remove extreme highs that can cause aliasing. 3. Create rhythmic MIDI. Create a one-bar MIDI clip that triggers the slices in a DNB-style rhythm, triplet rolls, 1/16 stutters, and off-grid accents. Humanize with velocity changes. For pitch variation, use transpose on individual simplers or map pitch to a drum rack macro or a small pitch MIDI effect. 2 or 3 semitones up or down is enough. Keep it musical and sparse so you don't lose clarity. B. Add vinyl texture with Minimal CPU 1. Vinyl crackle sample. Create a new audio track called Vinyl Crackle and drop in a short crackle loop, 2 to 10 seconds. Trim to loop well. Turn warp off and loop a 1/2 second region. Use utility to pull level down to around -18 to -24 dB and set stereo width to 60-80%, or mono for low content. EQ8, high pass at 30 Hz, low pass around 8-10 kHz, and a slight dip at 300-500 Hz to avoid mud. If you want grit, add tiny amounts of redux, set bit reduction to 8-10 bits and keep downsampling subtle. 2. Low CPU alternative. If you don't want an extra audio track, load the crackle into a simpler and set it to loop with a short envelope and polyphony of 1. That keeps everything inside drum rack workflow. C. Movement without heavy LFOS. Create movement with clip and track automation. Volume fades, EQ sweeps, small filter automations. These are much cheaper on CPU than many continuous modulators. Use automation to shape the groove rather than adding extra live devices. D. Vocoder option. Lightweight, optional because we're in the vocals area. Include a vocoder path if you want harmonically rich texture. 1. Modulator. Duplicate vocal SRC to a track named VOC modulator. Shorten or resample to match your slices if needed. Put a light glue compressor with a gentle 2:1 ratio and fast attack to even out dynamics. This helps the vocoder track. 2. Carrier. Create a MIDI track called VOC carrier and load operator. Keep it simple. 1 oscillator, sine or saw depending on how rich you want it. Voice is set to 1 and unison off. Play a simple sustained chord matching your song. Root with a 3rd or 5th. 3. Vocoder setup. Insert Ableton vocoder on the VOC carrier track after operator. Open sidechain and set audio from to VOC modulator. Use around 16 bands for good CPU / quality balance. Carrier type: noise plus osc if you want air and texture, or osc alone for stronger harmonics. Set dry / wet around 60-80%. 4. Intelligibility on the modulator: high pass at about 120 Hz with EQ8 and consider a slight boost around 2-5 kHz to bring consonants forward. In the vocoder, increase attack to 10-30 ms to smooth gates and set release between 50 and 150 ms for quick consonant response. Use the vocoder's band emphasis to boost 1-5 kHz if needed. For extra clarity, layer a low-level dry-chopped vocal underneath the vocoder output. 5. Blend and commit group VOC carrier, VOC modulator, and vinyl crackle into voltage texture group. Put a light glue compressor on the group for 1-2 dB of gain reduction. Automate group volume and a high pass on the group to carve space for bass and kick. When it sits right, freeze and flatten or resample the group to save CPU. E. Minimal CPU finalization 1. Resample or record solo the voltage texture group. create a new audio track named Resample Texture, arm it, and record the group output. Record across the arrangement or loop so you capture any tails. 2. Final light processing on the resampled clip. On the resampled clip, use EQ8, HP at 40 Hz and LP at 12 Kh/dB. Add utility for stereo width, around 85%, and use saturator lightly, 1.2–2.5 dB of drive for warmth. Avoid heavy real-time effects. If you need reverb or long tails, print them to Audio 2. F. Naming and workflow note. Name your group or your resampled clip with the exact blueprint phrase. Voltage Ableton Live 12 Chopped Vinyl Texture Blueprint with Minimal CPU Load. Save the set or export the clip so you can reuse the blueprint quickly. Common mistakes to avoid: leaving warp on for many vocal clips. Warp uses CPU. Prefer on warped slices or resampled audio. Using high polyphony carriers or unison. Always set voices to 1 when possible. Relying on many real-time modulators, they sound nice but cost CPU. Expecting the vocoder to solve intelligibility without EQ or pre-compression. Compress and EQ the modulator first. Forgetting to resample or freeze. Active chains in a big session will spike CPU. Pro tips: use simple operator carrier patches with one voice and no unison. Favor automation and clip edits over live modulation for repetitive textures. Commit processing before freezing so you're printing the full sound. For tight consonants, layer a tiny amount of dry vocal under the vocoder and high pass the vocoder output above 300 Hz. Create several short resampled variants with small pitch or slice changes, then launch those clips instead of keeping live devices active. Default to 12-16 vocoder bands. Only increase if you can afford CPU and really need speech clarity. Mini practice exercise. 20 to 30 minutes. Take a 4-second vocal phrase and slice to MIDI in Simpler. Create a 2-bar DNB chop pattern and add a 2-second crackle loop with EQ. Build an operator carrier chord. Add vocoder with the modulator sidechained. Set bands to 16. Resample the output to 1 audio clip. Remove original devices and compare CPU before and after freezing. Recap: you've built a tactile chopped vocal layer map to MIDI, added a sample-based vinyl layer, optionally used a lightweight vocoder path with operator as carrier, and learned the resample/freeze workflow that saves CPU. T rules: keep simpler as unwarped, reduce carrier voices, use sample crackle instead of heavy processing, and commit early. Name your result Voltage Ableton Live 12 Chopped Vinyl Texture Blueprint with Minimal CPU Load so you can find and reuse it. That's it. Open your project and start slicing. Keep the process iterative. Sketch in the devices. Print to audio and refine with minimal live CPU overhead. Good luck.